Visitors to Glenbow Ranch Provincial Park can seek safe haven from stormy weather this summer in the park's new schoolhouse, a multi-purpose classroom that was built in part thanks to funding from Alberta Environment and Parks. Last month, the Glenbow Ranch Park Foundation, GRPF, commemorated the opening of its new schoolhouse with a day of programming that included a book launch and educational training session on June 18. According to Sarah Parker, executive director of the foundation, the government funding was announced prior to the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, which put a hold on an official opening of the classroom. Additionally, a private donation enabled the outfitting of the inside of the classroom, including tables, chairs, and electronics. "We've been waiting on it for a while and we're really excited to use it, because for a few years there we didn't have a classroom," she said. "Now, not only do we have a classroom, but we have this incredible year-round building to use." She added the spacious digs can fit up to 50 people, and boasts a west-facing view of the park and the Rocky Mountains. According to Parker, the schoolhouse is a big win for the provincial park located in between Cochrane and Bearspaw, as it allows educational programming to continue regardless of the weather forecast. A few weeks ago, she added a large group of kindergarten students enjoyed a hike at the park, followed by a classroom experience in the newly opened schoolhouse after the weather took a turn for the worse. "All of a sudden the weather changed, but because we had this classroom, we were able to have them in there and do really fun indoor activities with them instead of either canceling or sending them home early," she said. Prior to the schoolhouse opening, and without an indoor space of their own, Parker said the park's staff would visit schools directly for programming in the winter months. "This now allows us to welcome students year-round," she said, "and not have to cancel when it's a crummy day if the school doesn't want to." Parker noted the building can also serve as a home base for the park summer camp attendees, who are now able to leave their bags and eat lunch at the schoolhouse when the weather is bad. They can play games and crafts and do things in there as well, which just makes summer camps even better, she said. The building is situated as park users enter the trail adjacent to the public parking lot. "It's a beautiful, big building. We've put a large bench underneath the awning of it that was paid for by Trans-Canada Trail so the public has a spot up there out of the sun and rain if they need to," Parker said, adding it is wheelchair accessible as well. "All the windows face west, so it's just gorgeous in there." Parker said though the foundation did not hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony or grand celebration, they commemorated the opening of the schoolhouse by using it in the way they've always wanted to use it. "We've been waiting for the classroom for so long we didn't do any huge celebration," she said. The day's festivities included a book launch featuring Sherry Payerl, an author and archaeologist. Payerl recently wrote and published a book about Glenbow Ranch's archaeological history, titled Alberta's Cornerstone, Archaeological Adventures in Glenbow Ranch Provincial Park. "She's done this incredible book and it's all about the people who have lived in Glenbow, back when it used to be a town and when there was more than one ranch here throughout the history of the park," she said. "That was really fun. We had almost 50 people there listening to her, so it was just a nice day to have lots of people in there and using it for what we've always envisioned." The day also featured a citizen science pollinator project and workshop for GRPF volunteers on how to identify bee species, alongside Wildlife Preservation Canada. According to Parker, part of GRPF's mission is to promote and protect the park through education, and the classroom is a natural necessity for the foundation. She said the park welcomes approximately 5,000 kids a year through various programming, along with education programs and special events geared towards adult audiences. "Having a classroom, having a space we can have these people in and out of the elements is just fully necessary," she said. "For years, we actually had a classroom in the main visitor center building, but it wasn't wheelchair accessible. What's wonderful about the building that Alberta Parks built for us is that it's fully wheelchair accessible, which is a huge plus."